We're hopeful for the 2024 can be a happy year for REITs. We think the conditions are generally favorable. And even in a higher interest rate environment, as I said, we think REITs are really well situated to navigate and maybe even thrive in that environment.
Hello and welcome to the REIT Report. I'm your host, Sarah Borkson-Quito. In this episode of the podcast, I'm joined by my colleague, John Wirth, to cover some of the highlights of NAREIT's recently released 2024 REIT Outlook, which listeners can find on the NAREIT website, REIT.com. John, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Sarah. Happy 2024.
Same to you. And John, as you sit here in early January 2024, what are some of your broader thoughts about where the REIT industry is positioned heading into the new year, and what key themes will likely determine performance in the months ahead?
We think there are three reasons why 2024 may be pretty happy for REITs, actually. The first is that historically, when we've reached a period at the end of a Fed tightening cycle, that is, the Fed has been tightening and then rates stabilize, that REITs have historically outperformed both private real estate and equities over the following 2 and 4 quarters. And we think we saw a little bit of a preview of that in the end of the fourth quarter when REITs performed quite well, obviously up quite meaningfully for the fourth quarter, up about 18%. The other reasons are that the public-private divergence, that is the divergence between valuations in private real estate and public real estate, that continues to be quite wide. And that as that closes, we think that will close both through REITs performing well, as well as through private real estate slowly continuing their markdowns. And finally, we think that REITs continue to be very well prepared for this higher interest rate environment. The Fed may be at the end of its rate rising cycle. We still think we're going to have a higher rate environment for the year. And REITs are well prepared for that. They've got long maturities, 6.5 years. They're coming in with low leverage and mostly fixed rate debt at low rates. So we think they're quite well prepared for that. And that can be both defensive in terms of navigating their way through, but it can also be an opportunity as we see some higher leveraged investors stepping out of the market. That may create opportunities for REITs to step in.
John, how attractive would you say REITs look going into this year compared to private real estate and equities? And can you touch on some of the tactical and strategic opportunities that they might offer?
Yeah, and we think relative to private real estate, it's still quite attractive. Think about it in terms of cap rates. REITs are trading still north of a 6% cap rate. Private real estate, using the Odyssey funds, are somewhere in the low to mid fours. So today, probably still a 200 basis point gap in those cap rates. So that's a tremendous valuation opportunity. And we've certainly seen some examples of institutional investors taking tactical positions to take advantage of that opportunity. We think there's also strategic opportunities. And we've done a number of case studies in 2023. We're planning more in 2024 of different experiences of institutional investors and how they've used REITs and listed real estate to essentially fill holes or modernize, or as we like to say, complete their portfolio. And we think we'll see more of that in 2024.
Right. And that leads into my next question about whether institutional investors will expand their use of REITs and what these recent case studies that NAREIT has compiled, what they really show with regard to how investors are actually integrating REITs into their portfolios.
Yeah, we do think this is going to continue. You know, in 2023, there was a survey of institutional investors, and the results were very interesting because it showed that about 43% of institutional investors overall are using REITs as part of their real estate portfolio. But when you look at the largest, most sophisticated investors, those with more than $50 billion, that number jumps to 65%. And we think that we're going to continue to see institutional investors increasingly understanding that REITs have really been innovators. They've been the first movers into a number of important property sectors. They've been innovators in terms of using prop tech across all property sectors. And so as they're looking to fill out their property portfolio to make sure they've got access to the real estate that supports the modern economy, to make sure that they've got access to best-in-class real estate across all the sectors, and again, occasionally to take advantage of tactical opportunities, we think we'll see them increasingly adopting REITs as part of their real estate portfolio.
And globally, we saw that REIT returns recovered in 23 from negative returns occurring in 2022. What was behind that recovery and what are you anticipating for this year?
I think the global outcomes were driven in large part by the same drivers of the U.S. outcome, where we had a strong fourth quarter driven by the outlook for a moderation in interest rates or an end to rate rising cycles. So, you know, in the fourth quarter, the FTSE EPRA Nareit global index was up almost 15%, representing the same drivers as the U.S. What I think is always important is that even though you get some of the same macro drivers around the globe, different sectors in different regions are going to be driven by different local conditions. So, for example, we've seen office returns and retail returns have very different patterns around the globe, and that provides an important diversification opportunity. And it's another way that investors can use REITs to get property sectors, to get regions that may not be in their real estate portfolio.
I wanted to ask you about the property sectors. You've touched on office. Any other sectors where trends might be diverging between the U.S. and global markets?
We've certainly seen that in retail across the last couple of years, where different regions have sort of returned from COVID at different speeds. And those are just examples. You know, across the property sectors, you will always see these divergences driven by what's going on in local markets.
Excellent. John, anything else you'd like to highlight from the outlook?
As I said, we're hopeful for the 2024 can be a happy year for REITs. We think the conditions are generally favorable. And even in a higher interest rate environment, as I said, we think REITs are really well situated to navigate and maybe even thrive in that environment.
Great. John, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you.
And to our listeners, if you enjoyed this episode of the REIT Report, please subscribe or leave a review on your favorite podcast platform.